On a 6-1 vote, the Hillsborough County Commission today demoted two of County Administrator Pat Bean's top assistants after the board realized that they could not rescind their pay raises. Budget Director Eric Johnson and Debt Management Director Mike Merrill were two of six employees who were given promotions last November by Bean, and with them came pay raises of 10%. But those raises had become lightning rods, considering that those employees already made over $100,000 a year, while the county is laying off people and giving furloughs to others to contend with an over $100 million budget shortfall. On Wednesday, Commissioner Rose Ferlita said that she had no idea that when she was approving the reorganization of Bean's top assistants last fall, she was also approving their pay raises. Bean admitted today that that information was not fully conveyed.
I asked and I was assured that we had done everything that we were supposed to do. Unfortunately, we made a mistake. And here is the information that you were supposed to have gotten at that time. And I believe that both of them have demonstrated that they're doing an outstanding job in those two positions. And I certainly request the board to continue them in those positions.
But the board was informed that they did not have the power to rescind those pay raises, leading Commissioner Ferlita to express her frustration about her lack of power.
I think in order to make a statement and to follow through on what I believe philosophically, it's a shame that based on charter, I can't separate appointment and not approve raises. But because of what this symbolizes, I won't be able to support their appointments then.
The Commissioner, Jim Norman, questioned the accuracy of Ferlita's comments that she was blindsided upon learning the news that Bean's assistants had received raises until it was reported by the St. Petersburg Times last month.
I would like to assign to the county attorney a review of the minutes that was, did this board have knowledge of the raises that were, was it discussed by this board in context or directly or whatever, and just basically let us know if that occurred. I know that was said yesterday that we didn't have knowledge. I'd like to know in a research of the minutes since January if we had knowledge.
Although Bean apologized, she also said that her reorganization had saved much more money than it had cost the county. She claimed the savings were over $500,000. Commissioner Ferlita was relentless, though, in putting the pressure on Bean to do the right thing and rescind the pay raises.
She can give them anything she wants.
Correct.
And balance the budget on the backs of the first-line employees. She has the right to do it. She also has the right to do the right thing. I can't make her. You can't make her.
Commissioner Mark Sharp, who on Wednesday called Bean's appointments and pay raises sloppy and questioned her leadership, admitted that he had always known about the raises, but said he questioned them upon learning about them.
This is prior to a budget coming out in which we're talking about major job eliminations, everyone taking a pay reduction, and where I struggle now, and I stand by it, is that we have, and I feel poorly for the individuals that have been identified, because as I stated at several meetings back, these are good individuals who work very hard, but so does every employee of the county who works very hard. And we've now set them against the body of workers are looking up and saying, I'm taking a pay reduction, they're taking a pay increase.
The meeting grew more heated as Commissioner Ferlita challenged Human Resources Director George Williams, who told the board that if they demoted Johnson and Merrill, they could not force them to do the extra work that came with their promotions.
All of our classifications and every pay grade has been touted as where it should be to keep us a competitive organization in regards to how we pay our people.
If these people are good soldiers, they will do what they have to do just to show leadership and compassion to the rest of the people that are not getting promoted, that are not getting raises. And you know, Mr. Williams, in good times, I agree with you. But today, I don't only disagree with you, I so strongly disagree with you that I can hardly stand it.
Commissioner Jim Norman chimed in, saying he agreed with Williams because the county is bound by a civil service structure in terms of raises and promotions. But he said all the hue and cry sounded like politics to him.
It's a structure that we all approve every year. I don't like the situation that we're in, but go back and pull the minutes and the discussions that we've had. They're here. The names are here. Y'all talked about it. And then you act like you never saw it. My point is, This is a county structure. If you don't like it, break down that system and rebuild it. You can't do it today on the backs of two people, and you're talking about $15,000, $20,000, and we're talking about $3.8 billion.
The board then voted 6-1 to rescind the promotions, meaning the county now has two vacancies in those assistant county administrator positions. Later, the board then took up the issue of double-dipping employees. Commissioner Norman apologized, though, for singling out Planning Administrator Bob Hunter, who recently retired, but then was asked to come back to work earlier this year.
He clarified that with me, and I was very proud that it was not reported in the newspaper that he declined to take that retirement system. So that shows that it can be done. So therefore, I would like to suggest that we have a two-year waiting period before someone can re-energize the retirement system. There are at least two full pages of people that have exercised, that are working full-time, or the full first page here is working full-time. These are different part-time classifications of people that are drawing down two salaries within our organization. That's real money.